Welcome, everybody, to our spring cleaning edition of the VidaGoals podcast. This is Ron from VidaGoals. It is getting warmer. The birds begin to sing. Spring is coming. It is spring cleaning time. Cleaning up your house might not be the funniest thing you can imagine. On the other side, however, the result can be quite liberating. Anyway, you might have guessed it, this podcast is not about cleaning up your house. If you're looking for some advice to clean up your house, just leave some comments and we'll find a suitable podcast for you. This episode of the podcast is about spring cleaning your life. How can you spring clean a life? Let's go back to the house for a while. When you clean up your house, you think about the things that you still need and other things that you did not use for a while and probably won't need anytime soon. You throw away old stuff and make room for new things. You might also polish things you would like to keep. It's the same for your life. From time to time, it's a good idea to review what you are doing all day long, the people you hang out with, and yes, also the stuff you use. Let's focus on your activities here. Go through all the activities you do in the course of a normal week. Put everything that takes more than 1 hour in total into a list. Now you can sort your activities into the following three categories: keep it, leave it, and optimize it. You know what activity falls into what category by checking if this is something you really need to do, want to do, or what impact it has on your goals. Let me give you an example. Keep it. Here, you list all the obvious things first. Sleep, for example, is something you don't want to leave. In fact, enough sleep is very important and even helpful for reaching and enjoying your goals. If your goal is not to start a completely new life, also your day job is something you would like to keep in this list, at least for now. Then there are some activities that are not absolutely necessary, but you enjoy them and they have a positive impact on your life. Spending time with your friends and having inspiring discussions definitely falls into that category. Leave it. What activities just steal time and are unnecessary? The first thing that comes to my mind is watching TV. But also consider these smaller activities that sum up over time. For example, checking your phone way too often, quickly look into your social media channel and then stay there for an hour, or unproductive meetings at work are things that you might want to minimize at least. Optimize it. What of your activities can you optimize towards reaching your goal? Take your commute, for example. Usually this is not the most productive time of the day, but it does not need to be that way. What can you do during your commute that brings you closer to your goals? You might listen to audiobooks or podcasts related to this goal. Maybe you even do this already right now. In other words, you can make your commute learning time. You can even use your smartphone, hands-free when driving, to leave yourself voice notes with ideas. And what about your evening hours? When you watch less TV, what other activities can you do instead? What has the biggest impact on reaching your goals? You can work on your goals directly, of course, but you can also seek out supporting and inspiring activities that help you on your way towards your goal. Search Meetup for related meetings in your area. Here you often meet like-minded people, get new ideas, and maybe also support us for your goals. Or join a Toastmasters club, where you can improve your public speaking and leadership skills, something you need in almost all areas of your life. Anyway, think of what you can change and optimize in order to use your time wisely. Always keep your goals in mind. Give them the right portion of your time. They deserve it. If you wish, I encourage you to take some time to think about what activities in your day-to-day life have the biggest impact on your goals. Try to optimize your activities accordingly. In the Interact section on vidagoals.com, you can try our Life Energy tool, where you can learn what activities have a positive or negative impact on your life and on your goals. That's all for today. Happy springtime, happy spring cleaning, and all the best for reaching your goals.